Hello, my friends. Well, maybe my friends. I'm betting this is not the voice you were expecting to hear over here on the main show. For those of you who don't recognize my voice, I am Chris. I normally host the Insomnia Radio Canada show. So yes, I'm coming to you from the Great White North, so to speak. I'm down in Southern Ontario. We've got snow right now. It is chilly. I'm sitting here holding my cup of coffee to keep my hands warm, because my recording studio is that cold. So hopefully you guys aren't too disappointed that you're hearing me and not somebody else. And I thought I'd bring you some of the great, fantastic music that gets sent to me that's not Canadian, that really absolutely needs to be shared with the world. And with that being said, that band was Like a Hawk. The track was Wake Me Up. These guys write on their SoundCloud page, not SoundCloud, Spotify. Yeah, they've got Spotify and Facebook. But over on Spotify, which is the link that will be provided in the show notes for you, it says real old school rock and roll feel that they revel in. A tight performance feel good factor was evident on stage. That was written by Rock and Load 2019. So originally these guys started in the small town of Limvaddy. They are brothers, Archie and Ryan, and they relocated to Belfast in 2018, getting their first gig at an open mic night, which entered the annual Bullet Bourbon BOTB to reach the final in the first attempt. Yeah, so these guys have really, really old school rock and roll sound. It's great. It's upbeat. It gets you moving, catches your attention, and all that great, wonderful stuff. So this is the type of music I'm going to be bringing to you as I occasionally jump on over here on the main show and take over things and have a little fun sharing some non-Canadian music with you. So I'm going to try to do this a little bit differently than the Insomnia Radio Canada show, just because I don't want you to be bored with the same old that I'm providing there. And hopefully we'll get to do a few of these. I have an inbox full. I've been filtering things, grabbing things, saving things, telling people I'll eventually play them over here and try to take them on social media where I can. I don't currently have access to the main show feeds for Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So I will probably end up taking them on the Canada page and posting links to the main show pages. Yeah. Anyways, I have so much fantastic music to you. I gotta squeeze in as much as I can today. And with that being said, we're gonna get back to some great non-Canadian music, right? Awesome. Here it comes.
Tells you all you need to know.
if you weren't awake after that first track I played. Hopefully the second track has woken you up. So this is a band from Washington, D.C. in the USA. The track obviously is titled Wake Up. And the band, they are called Never Elected. This is from their first single, or for their first single. And they're very new on the scene. This got sent to me back in August from John at Asher Media Relations. John sends me all kinds of amazing, fantastic music. So big shout out to them for sending this my way and allowing me to play it here on the main show on this nice little takeover I'm doing. These guys, I'm sure, are going places because that track was pretty awesome. So apparently this track speaks to the situation and the world we're in currently. Let me see what the vocalist said. So vocalist, yes, their main vocalist. He says, Wake Up speaks to our current world situation where everyone gets all their information through the magic window, which would be social media, telephone, TV, computer. We continue to fight over religion, race, sex, and more, but only when it's trending, only to sleep again. Wake Up is the musical interlude that comes after Down Too Long, which was released in 2017 and precedes the new album, Never Elected. They are working on which takes a heavier, grungier turn. The band explains the release of the single. The single is just an indication of what lies ahead on our next album. We dropped Turning to D, figuring out that it gives us exactly what we are... Tuning to D, figuring it gives us exactly what we are looking for sound-wise. Our fans love to sing along, and our songs Never Wake Up was chosen to be the single based on what the fans loved at our most loved shows. What started out in 2015 as an acoustic rock duo playing covers evolved into a full band that began turning heads in the hometown of Washington, D.C. with their high-energy live performances, which include their frontman climbing the walls, literally. Never Elected talks about the intricacies of the single. Catchy riffs are matched with catchy vocal melodies reaching out to convey a message. They pause with absolute silence in between the choruses and are deliberate to kind of show how we socially we are. It's one of those days. The pauses with absolute silence in between the choruses are deliberate to kind of show how we socially, in general, wake up loud to a certain problem, think about it, and once it's all silent, we go back to sleeping again until woken up to another issue, only to repeat the same all over again. So, with that said, hopefully that gives you a little something to think about and ponder as we go into our next piece of music. Thank you.
Cause you can't escape the visions that you hold, and all the people that you'll disappoint along this road. And you do, yeah you do, yeah you do, yeah you do.
Like changing gears a little bit and giving you something slow with something else to think about. So that was Yon and her track Wasting Time. She writes, "This is a song about what it really means to commit to life as an artist, the risks involved, how to counteract all the expectations from the people around you, and how it's a difficult path to choose. For me, Wasting Time is about carrying on against the odds, accepting who I am as an artist, and persevering in spite of everything. This new project evokes surreal images through colors and textures, which is why the video for this song has a dreamlike quality. I want you to sit with your dreams as you watch and holding on to them closely." So you can check out more of her music in the show notes. We've linked to her Spotify page. Yes. Awesome stuff, right? How about more music? Because I got lots more to share with you.
Meet you. Let time
kept it mellow there for you, but hopefully you guys enjoyed that too. I found Grace had a very pleasant voice singing wise to listen to, and that's why I decided I should play this track for you on the show. So this originally came to me from Grace herself, Grace Gillespie. However, the track was provided through Arturo Music Research from Adam. So thank you, Adam, for getting that sent to me. Grace is from the UK, so of course couldn't play her on my show when I originally got this track, but here I am getting to share this with you over on the main show, which is pretty awesome. So Grace writes, "I wrote The Child to console myself in my 28th year on Earth this year. When I was born, my mother was 28, and some strange part of me thought that I would have a child age 28 or at least hold some kind of significance that year. But it turns out this particular year that brought with it COVID-19 pandemic, Brexit, and my own personal discovery that I had become somewhat of an anxious wreck. I wrote the song as a reaction of the chain of thought. I don't want to close my eyes to the possibility of the child, but I will let time decide and try to trust that things will change both globally and personally. The track is the third single to be released after, oh boy, this track is the third single to be released from After the Harvest Moon EP, which will be available on November 27th. It may not seem like it, but I'd like you to take comfort from hearing the song. We expect so much of ourselves, we can't be it all, at least not all at once. We don't know how we or the world will be in the future, so we have to find some comfort in the present somehow." So hopefully you guys enjoyed Grace Gillespie's The Child, and I'm going to bring you some more music because that's what I can do right here in the now.
I'm borderline.
what do you think, folks? Am I keeping you entertained today? Lots of variety in the music from lots of different locations. This is another one from the USA. This is 400 Bears with their debut LP release. The track I played for you was Borderline. Lots of great stuff on this album that you can definitely go and check out. But these guys are from Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. And they write that they are the folk, Americana, and blues solo project of guitarist and songwriter Paul Wilkinson. And it's the release, their debut self-titled LP on October 16th, 2020. So it is out there and you obviously can go check it out. They say it's a mix of electric and acoustic arrangements with two specific sets of players for each style that enhance the I'm having a words and mouth word kind of day. It's been that kind of, you know, weekend here. Just, you know, yeah. So the electric trio began performing early regular 2019 and consists of organist Scott Coulter. I'm sorry, Scott. Drummer Josh Steingard, Madison Porter, and Wilsonson singing lead vocals and playing guitar. So I love the mix on this entire album. It was so great to listen to when I first got it. And I'm thankful that I get to take over the main show here and play some of this for you because, well, it's great music, right? And I've got more coming at you because, well, that's what we're doing here on the main show. We're bringing you all kinds of great music that you've probably never, ever heard, right? Yeah. So here we go. Some more music. We'll be right back. What do you think, folks? I personally really enjoyed that track, and I really hope you guys did too. That is a band called The Blues Bones, and their track was Find My Way. So I've had their stuff come in. Oh, this one came back in November. Yeah, just a few weeks ago I got this one in. And they are well known over in Europe. They say they're well known on the European blues scene. In 2016, they were the winner of the Belgian Blues Challenge. In 2017, they placed second on the European Blues Challenge. And they've been in the top charts all over there. So, of course, you can check out more about them on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, and they've got an Instagram page. And I will have links to the Spotify page in the show notes if you go over to the main Insomnia page and check out the show notes. Because, you know, we want you to go check out these bands and see more and send them feedback and let them know you heard them over on Insomnia Radio and that we were playing their tunes. Yes, sirree, that would be an awesome thing to do. And this is my least favorite part of the show, because that was track number 6. So I'm about to play track number 7 for you, and that's like last track for the show, for this week at least. So it's sad because we're hitting the last track, but it's kind of exciting because it means I might get to do this all over again. Plus, if you go check out my show, there's over 100 shows over there to check out too. So do that, yes? Yes, I think that would be awesome. Because for the main show, this is what, 186? Yeah. So there's a lot of main show too. So you can go back and, if you're new, you can go back and check out more shows because there'll be old stuff that maybe you haven't listened to, which is amazing, awesome, and all that fun stuff, right? So let me just double check and find you that last track that I wanted to play today because, well, awesome stuff is, you know, hard to come by, and yeah, I think we'll do this one. This one. Maybe. Let's see. Last track. We've got to give you something great to end the show, right? Right, so I think what we're going to play for you today is Helion Prime, a track from their new album, Question Everything, and the track is actually called Question Everything as well. They are from here in North America. Just trying to figure out where for you because, you know, sometimes these details can be important for your listening pleasure. Press has been saying that they are one of the best exponents of North American power metal. So you know what you're expecting. It's just going to be loud. And if you're not a fan of metal, I apologize. But you know, I try to share a wide variety over on Insomnia Radio Canada. And I feel like you need a wide variety over here too. Can't just focus on one genre of music because there are people out there that like all kinds of different things. And you know, some of us listen to all kinds of different shows. But anyways, hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. They've got more tracks on this album that I will definitely be sharing again. This last track that I'm playing from Helion Prime came to me through John at Asher Media Relations. So thanks again, John, for sending this track our way. And hopefully I'll get to take over the main show again and share some more fantastic music with you. And if not, please come over and check out Insomnia Radio Canada, my main show where I've put up, we're about to publish, I think it's 110 this week. And there will be links everywhere for all the fantastic things I do. You've just got to go check out the show notes for any of the Insomnia Radio Canada pages. And thanks for tuning in. And hopefully we get to dust off the mic and come and join you here again. And maybe, who knows, maybe Stuart will come do a main show. Maybe Jason will come back. That would be strange and interesting and exciting. It's been a long time since he's done a show. Yeah, it's pretty quiet over here at Insomnia Radio. And I would love to see the entire family get active again and have, you know, Portugal, New Zealand, Australia, UK. We had lots of shows at one time. So if you're interested, send feedback and let us know which show you missed the most and which one you hope will come back again. Anyways, have a great day, week, night, evening. Looking forward to getting some feedback on this show. And I hope you enjoy this last track. Cheers. All I want.